Thank you for calling Late 14 VIP. This is Viking. How may I help you today?
Hi. I just wanted to cancel my VIP subscription.
Okay. What's your zip code?
It's 84058.
And what's your first and last name?
It's Holly Harris.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
It's 290 West 220 South, Orem, Utah, 84058.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here. I do see you have the 2 for $24 promotion for $28.99.
Oh, okay, that I still need to use.
All right, well, the last one, the last one that you received, you need to go online. Let me see here what date that was. Yeah, on 4/29, you have, did you get a gift card code where you can need to go online and purchase your last two leggings?
Oh,
they should
okay.
have sent it
yeah.
to your email.
Okay. So do I need to use those before I cancel?
It doesn't matter. Even if you cancel it out, you can still use it.
Oh, okay.
All right, so basically, I can also offer you a $150 gift card code on your next 14 Elite leggings. Are you sure you don't want to take advantage of that promotion?
So, like, it would be, like, the $50 next month, and I'd get a $150 gift card or whatever?
Yeah, so basically, you would receive a $150 gift code to use on your next Elite 14 order. So that means basically you would receive a pair of three leggings if you continued.
Do I have to, like, could I cancel after next month, or would I be obligated to, like, keep going for a while?
I mean, no. If you get take that first offer, like I said, no, once you take the offer and get it, you can still cancel. Yeah, you don't have to keep going. You can cancel it at any time.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, maybe I'll do that then. I'll just take that promotion.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me get that signed up for you.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. I'm just putting your discount here.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Just 1 second. Okay, give me 1 second. I have to put your information in as well. Just one moment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Today is the 30th, correct? Or is it 31st?
I don't even know. I lost track of the
30th. Yeah, look, it went by so quick. I'm serious. I lost it myself.
I know. I'm like, how many weeks has gone by since everything?
I'm for real. Yeah, this month is like gone. And then it was just like it just got here.
I know. It's so crazy. And I never know what months have 30 days or 31.
Me either.
Memorize that. Okay, good.
I promise you, I don't either. I know it's crazy. I'm just like, oh, how many? Only one I know is I know February has 29. That's the easiest one to remember.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know what month it is half the time. I'm like, wait, what's the weather like? I don't even know what time of year it is right now.
Me too. I'm so telling bad. You, I'm the same way. I'll forget. And I'm just like, what? How could you forget? I was thinking it was, I think, April. I mean, I was thinking it was May. And it was April. Uh-huh. And I was like, what? Oh, my God. This is horrible.
I know. I think once you get to be an adult, you have way too much other stuff on your mind than, you know.
Oh, you telling. Especially with what's going on now. I'm surprised people couldn't even think straight.
I know. It's crazy. How have you been doing with it all?
Oh, God. Just pretty good. Just staying in, dying because I have to stay in and there's nothing to do. You know, nothing's open. You can't go anywhere. And then you're actually scared. Because, like I said, if you do go somewhere, you know, like you said, it's you don't know who's contagious. So, I mean, it's just
where are
horrible.
You at?
I'm in Alabama.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's. Are you in a big city or are you like?
No, it's a small town. It's my.
Oh, okay.
Not that big.
Oh, okay. So you can go outside and stuff at least, and like go be in nature. Or are you scared to even go do that?
No. I'll go to, I have been to like a couple of my friends' houses, and then been out to the stores and stuff. But other than that, like I don't do it a lot, but you know, I'll do it like every now and then. Cause you know, it gets boring.
I know it does. Yeah, I know. I was really careful at first. I've been a little more lenient about the stores just cause I've been bored. I mean, I'll be careful and like wear a mask and sanitize and everything, but
oh yeah, we definitely do that, man. I try not to take my kids out, but every blue moon, you know, everybody wants to get out of the house. So.
Oh yeah. Oh, are your kids little still too?
So they're just like, you know, they don't understand. I mean, you know, they understand, but not under. You know what I'm saying? Like understand.
Yeah. Yeah, like they're just like, we want to go play with our friends.
I know.
Yeah.
They've been dying to do that. My daughter, she'll be like, one of them, she'll just be crying. I'm like, I'm sorry that you don't understand, but you cannot go to anyone's house. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
I know. It's so hard. Oh, I'm sorry. My kids are like teenagers now. So, I mean, they're kind of just bratty about it, but at least they can understand what's going on, you know. I think it would feel a lot harder for the little kids. Or will you with the little kids, you know? And my kids, like, don't even have to do school right now either. So I don't know how you're doing it, like homeschooling them and stuff. That would be really hard.
It is. That's what we're having to do. What they're doing is they just send them to work home. Like, you'll go to the school, they'll send a packet out, and then you have to do it yourself, and then they'll give you, like, a certain day. And you bring it back, and it's just a mess.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, I'm like,
oh,
I
you guys
sign
don't
up
have...
for this.
I know. Did they not check out, like, Chromebooks to you guys or anything?
Well, for my kids, they didn't. I don't know if maybe their age. A lot of places did. I think maybe the older kids were getting the Chromebooks. But, I mean, we already have laptops and stuff. So, some things they do have. I mean, we already have the computer. So, we just let them get on there. And then most of theirs is, like, you know, paper, workbook stuff or whatever.
Oh, man. Oh, well, I'm so sorry. You'll be happy when it's summer, huh?
I know. And I told them, I was like, because they already sent out a big one the first time. So when I went and take it back, I was like, she said, here's in the packet. And I said, are you kidding me? I said, aren't y'all still getting paid?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you get what I'm saying? I was like, don't get me wrong. I don't mind. But.
No, but I think it's just all a lot to ask. Like, I think just, like, with all the emotional overwhelm and just, like, the fear and everything everybody has to deal with, I think it's, like, way too much, you know, especially for kids and parents. Are you working from home, too, or are you still
working? Yes. No, God, no. Oh. I'm working from home. Yeah, I would dare not go back out.
Yeah, well, that's good. I know, but then it makes it hard because you're working during the day and you're supposed to be like giving your kids, doing homework with your kids at the same time. Like, that just sounds awful.
I know. It is not to take my day, you know, because you've already worked it all day long. Then you get off and then you got to teach them the schoolwork. I mean, it's just.
Oh, my gosh.
It is. It's insane. Like, I mean, we've been doing it, but I mean, I'm just like, I just didn't think they should have sent a second packet home. Like, if they sent up the first one, okay, they, you know, that's just doing too much.
Like, they're, yeah, I agree. Like, and my, the only child I have still in high school, he's in 10th grade, but he was just being stubborn and refusing to do anything. And then luckily they just came out. I guess a ton of kids weren't doing anything, so they just said that everybody's going to pass. So I was like, oh, no, well, that's
what the lady told me too. She said there are some kids that didn't bring their packet back. She said what they're going to do. She said the same. They're just going to pass.
Everybody, I know. Maybe. Well, don't stress yourself out over it anymore. Second packet's probably just busy work for the fast finishers. I bet hardly anybody's even turned in the first one. I don't know.
I'm not going to lie, because at first I was on that first one, and I was like, okay, you know, I was doing it. And then when I got there, she was like, well, you know what? Everybody that turns their packet in, I'm just going to give them an A4, you know, because she was like, I know a lot of parents, you know, are not helping, can't, or don't know, are not going to turn it in, you know, whatever, we're just going to pass everybody. And I'm like, oh, so now you want to tell me that after I've did all this work?
I know. Why didn't you tell me in the beginning?
I know, right? You should have told me that. But now you send me a second packet home, which, don't get me wrong, I mean, we're going to make sure it's complete, because then this is the sad part. Then she's going to say, well, on the second packet, we don't even know if we're going to get that one or not. So it's like you do it, and then all of a sudden she's probably going to say, oh, well, don't worry about it. We're just going to use the one from the first time. And then you went and did all that work again.
I know. Oh my God.
Just like, I don't understand these people. Like, I'm like, maybe they need to be cutting your pay and giving it to me, since I'm homeschooling my own child. I need to be getting your pay.
Yeah, true. At least part of it, right?
At least give me some of
down. It. Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
I know it is. It's too funny. I forgot. But I'll be glad. I don't know. I'm not even going to say this thing is over. And then here they're trying to open up tomorrow. The retail stores, the beaches, and I think they said employers, and I think the healthcare. Why would you do that?
I know. That's what they're doing here too. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere still.
Me either.
Yeah, I think it's way too premature, and I don't know about you guys. We haven't been that bad here, but I'm like, if we open back up, I feel like
it's just gonna get bad. It is.
Yeah.
It's definitely gonna
get
bad.
So I agree with you. I think it's just kind of too soon. I don't think we even know what. I don't even think it hit us yet, really, honestly.
I mean, we're probably about all at almost 300 cases.
Yeah, we might be like higher than that, but we don't have that. There hasn't been that many deaths that I've seen, so that's good. But yeah, it's crazy. I hope that everybody's okay. It's just, I don't think it's. I think it's too early to open back up everything.
It is. I just don't see why. I mean, like I said, there. If you already have them. But the thing is, that's the thing. See, some people are scared. They want to open up. Some people don't. Some people are not getting money, so they want to open up so they can go back to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand for sure.
But it's kind of hard, though. I mean, how do you make a decision where I understand, okay, people are not getting money, but if you open up, then more people could die. I mean, how do you make a decision? Like, I mean, you know, people have to, I mean, if they were providing money, you know, for people that wasn't getting it, then people probably wouldn't mind them not opening back up. But like I said, the problem is everybody is not getting unemployment. They're not getting those stimulus checks. And these people are going crazy, and they're requesting to open everything back up because they need to work.
Yeah, to be able to live and feed their kids and pay their rent.
I know.
I know. That's so hard. I know. Luckily, my husband's still been able to work, and I work for the school system, so, like, they are still paying me, even though I'm not, like, doing that much. I feel really, like, spoiled, you know, but I guess they just have the money in the budget already, so, like, we're really, like, fortunate, but, like, if it would have been us, like, 5 years ago, like, we would be in the same situation, you know?
My heart
just goes out to everybody that is in that situation. But then it's scary because it's like, how many lives are
going to be put at risk too. Like, it's just, there's no winning, kind of.
It's like a no-win situation, like, seriously, especially if you got to go to work. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. Well, it was fun talking to you. What's your name?
Me too. My name is Laken. It's L-A-K-E-N.
Oh, cute. I like that.
Thank you.
Laken or, yeah.
Yeah, everybody said, they're like, where did your mom get that name from? I said, I have no idea. I don't even know where she got it from. Like,
she just made it up when she was a kid and thought it was cute.
I know, right? Just came across something. Oh, I'm going to name my daughter Lake. And I said, maybe she was on a lake or something. I don't know.
No, I like unique names like that. So she's good.
Yes, ma'am. But I hope it makes sure that you're staying safe and staying in. And like you said, I know. So, of course, you don't have to worry because you're in the school system. I'm sure everything is going to be closed out till next year. So,
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been really lucky. I've been pretty spoiled. But thank you. And I hope everything works out for you too. Hang in there with your kids and your packets.
I know, right?
Yeah, I would have gave up a long time ago, honestly, probably. If my kids are still that age. They're so hard to get to do stuff on their own at home.
Oh, I know, isn't it? I mean, I have to constantly all day long, like, did you do that? Could you rewrite that, please? And then they'll get frustrated and mad. And they're like, okay, take a break. And then back, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I can imagine what these teachers deal with. Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh, it's so much energy to, but your own kids are way worse for you than they are for their teachers usually, you know?
Like, oh yeah, so they're no problem in school. My kids are really smart, but it's just they're doing it because it's me and I'm really the lenient one and they're really spoiled. So, you know, they just figure they can run over me and.
Yes, but it's so much energy for you to even ask them to do stuff. Like, that's what kids don't understand. It's like you're keeping all this mental tally and everything, and then like, oh, I have to ask him again and make sure they did it and ask my other child, and it's just so much mental, emotional energy, I think.
It is, seriously. Yes, it is. But like I said, but I hope you enjoy those leggings. Like I said, just get the ones next month.
Okay.
You know, get your 25% off and get the 3, and then like I said, you can still cancel. You don't have to keep going.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Well, you're so welcome. Well, hopefully when you call back in, maybe I'll get you.
I know. I'm like, I want to be your friend now. She probably don't live by each other.
Like, I know when I call and be like, let me, I'm sorry. Can I just speak with Lake? And, you know, she helped me last time.
Okay. Well, I'll ask if I can. I'll see what they'll do for me.
Alrighty,
okay,
all right.
Well, take care.
All right, well, you too. Well, thank you for calling Elite 14 VIP. Have a great day. Take care. Make sure you're staying safe.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. All right. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.